A man in Norfolk, Virginia walks into a McDonald's, asks for a job application. But after manager explained that they handled the application process on their website, the guy lifted up his shirt and flashed his gun. So the manager went to the back, grabbed an application, and called police while he was back there, too. When they arrived, he was still sitting in a booth.
You got the job! Yeah!
He was still sitting in a booth, actually, filling out the application. He's been charged with brandishing a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and disorderly. Jeez, come on, people. Really? I want a job application.
See, this is where my mouth would get me in trouble. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to hire you. You just showed me your gun.
Oh, you've got a gun? Let me get you that application, sir. Let me call police.
Well, as many people out there know, there can be a lot of pressure on single people this time of year, and mostly from your family being like, oh, are you seeing anybody? When are you going to get married? Don't you want to get married? I could go on and on about this. Ignore them. There are plenty of reasons to stay single, and here are some of the best perks we've heard about being single forever. You know, it only takes you 5 seconds between the impulse to leave the house and actually leaving. You know, not 20 minutes to wait for the significant other or the extra hour or so for the kids.
20 minutes, I would take that. That's nothing.
You only have to go to one family's worth of events for the holidays. Only you decide what you do with your money, sleeping in the middle of the bed. And you can move for a new job for whatever reason or without it affecting another person. And you can still get love and companionship from an unlimited amount of cats.
There you go. Last Thursday, a 21-year-old man in Redding, California, needed to get to his court appearance for stealing a car. He didn't have a ride, so, yeah, he stole another car. Police caught up with him a short time later, and he's been arrested for that now, too.
He's just trying to get there. He's trying to be responsible.
Trying to go to court, officer.
A 64-year-old guy in Canada, his name is Tom Christ, and he recently won $40 million in the lottery. But he's retired, and he's pretty well off, so he's giving all of it to charity.
Wow.
He set up a trust fund so he and his kids can handpick who they donate to, but he says a large chunk of it will go to fund cancer research.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Dictionary.com has named privacy. Privacy, the word of the year from dictionary.com. Ironically,
none of us have it.
If you go to their website, it sets 90 cookies on your computer so they can find out more about you and probably sell that information to advertisers.
Wonderful.
Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. Special holiday tasting today from 4 to 7 in Mountain Iron.